One Man's Family, Chapter 9, Book 101, brought to you transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Less than an hour ago, Claudia and Nikki's young daughter, Penelope, slipped from the seclusion of her bedroom in nylon pajamas, fur slippers, and a negligee, cautiously let herself out the back door, quietly tiptoed to the garage. And the next thing anyone knew, out of the garage shot Claudia's car. And Penelope was headed on the ride of her life toward willful disaster. Down through the 19th Street freeway, up the ramp of the Golden Gate Bridge, out into the open country of Marin County, across to the Black Point Cutoff, and then back toward the East Bay and the Berkeley Hills. Where are all the state police? Why hasn't someone stopped her headlong, heedless rush to self-destruction? Look out! Look out! Penny, look out! Oh, no! Oh, no! And that was Penny's answer to her father, Nikki Lacey's ultimatum that she had to go to New York with him and Claudia because of her infatuation for her cousin, Pinky. Have you sent for your copy of Father Barber's new book? It's a valuable keepsake that you'll treasure for years. This I Give is a book written in the spirit of giving, with love and understanding. A book that truly expresses the strength and the deep spiritual values in family living. We sincerely believe this is the finest book that has ever been written about the Barbers, and we want every loyal listener to One Man's Family to have a copy. We want you to see
The Barber Home, with every room in the house pictured in detail.
The new pictures of the family, altogether 115 illustrations, including 97 pictures never before published.
The new calendar page, which even includes planting dates for Father Barber's garden.
Paul Barber's 10 favorite books.
And we want you to read
Mother Barber's favorite children's prayer. The beautiful tribute written in memory of a dear one who is gone.
Father Barber's favorite proverbs. His soul-searching advice to his son on the threshold of manhood.
Altogether, 32 pages of memorable writing and pictures in This I Give, Father Barber's new book. The finest that's ever been done about your friends the Barbers. Don't wait to send for your copy. This offer is for a limited time. Get your bottle of Bactine. Send the Bactine box top with 25 cents, your name and address, to Father Barber, Miles Laboratories, Elkhart, Indiana. Your copy of This I Give will be sent to you immediately. Remember, you should never be without Bactine in your home.
Bactine is a home disinfectant, sanitizes bathrooms, sick room, nursery.
But Bactine does more, much more. It relieves the burning discomfort of athlete's foot and helps combat the infection itself.
And Bactine does more, much more. It's cooling, soothing first aid for burns and helps promote healing.
And Bactine does more, much more. Altogether, 8 important everyday household uses. And read the enclosed folder that comes with Bactine for still more, many more uses.
Yes, friends, get acquainted with Bactine. And do it now while you can get Father Barber's wonderful new book, This I Give. To send for your copy, just do this. Tear off a Bactine box top and send it with 25 cents, your name and address, to Father Barber, Miles Laboratories, Elkhart, Indiana. The address again, Father Barber, Miles Laboratories, Elkhart, Indiana. At the Nicholas Lacey house, 6 blocks down from the family home, there was frantic searching, frantic telephone calls. Nicholas was out with the car making inquiries. Claudia was at her telephone calling all Penny's school friends. At the family home, Father Barber was calling Paul at the Sky Ranch.
Well, keep a lookout. The child didn't have on enough clothes to flag a handcar, so she must be heading for some sort of privacy. The Sky Ranch seems to be the most likely... She's in complete revolt, Paul. Completely out of control, simply because Nicholas said she had to go to New York. Utterly infatuated with Pinky, or thinks she is. Well, don't let me get started on that, or I'll burn out the telephone wires. Sorry, Paul, I've got to hang up and report to Claudia. Yes, call right back.
Yeah. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. Claudia, Claudia.
Well, it's very important, Julie, that every one of Penny's high school friends should be called. Please, you know them better than I do. Call everyone you can think of and just say, have you seen Penny since 4 this afternoon? Yes, yes, we're frantic. Thank you, Julie. Oh, Penny, Penny. Yes, yes. Oh, Dad. Oh, well, maybe she hasn't had time to get to the Sky Ranch. Yes, will you call Joan? Hank, too. Anybody, everybody. Oh, Dad, what have Nicky and I done to deserve this?
Never mind regrets now, Claudia. I'm hanging up to call across the bay. Yeah, spilt milk.
I've been over across the hedge. Betty called Jack at the office.
Operator? Berkeley, 28085. Yes, Berkeley. Huh? What about Jack?
He said he'd take care of the calling the state police and the police traffic.
Hello? Yes, yes, emergency. Keep ringing. Fanny, put on your coat and go over to Claudius.
Isn't Nicholas with us?
No, he's out with his car.
Oh, my goodness. Of course I'll go.
Bring her back. Hello? Hello, Joan? Joan, is Penelope over there? Yes, yes. She took your mother's car and raced off somewhere. She didn't go somewhere. She dashed madly in defiance of Nicholas in bedroom pajamas and negligee around 4 o'clock. I've got to hang up now and call Hank at the university. Yes. Call Claudia and talk to her. Yeah. Disappeared in thin air.
All right, Father, let me take over for a while.
Huh?
I've checked in the neighborhood. Now let me do some telephoning while you collect your thoughts and be thinking what we should be doing that we haven't done so far.
I was just about to dial Hank.
I'll do it. Just sit down. Operator, Berkeley, 26004.
Jack has taken care of the state police. Your mother's gone over to Claudia's.
Oh, I'm glad. Hank? Oh, wonderful, Hank. I was afraid I wouldn't catch you in. Hank, keep your eyes open for Penny. Yes, she's run away from home in Claudia's car. I don't suppose she will come to you, but she's only dressed in pajamas and negligee, and she's bound to go to some private home. Just a moment. Have you called Joan, Father? Yes, your grandfather called Joan. All right, Hank. Pinky? Hank, that's not a very generous thing to say. Your brother Pinky's had nothing whatsoever to do with Penny's escapade. Well, it's not the kind of a joke I appreciate. I've got to hang up and make other calls. All right, then. Goodbye.
Huh? I haven't seen Pinky about since we had the news.
Dan took him and Margaret in his car. Pinky suggested Penny might have parked the car out in Golden Gate Park somewhere or along the beach just to give the family a scare.
Huh? Or up on Twin Peaks?
Well, in that case, as soon as she begins to get cold and stops feeling spiteful, she'll come creeping home.
You spoke rather sharply to Hank.
He wanted to know if Pinky was mixed up with Penny. Oh, I am touchy, Father. If it wasn't for Pinky, Penny wouldn't be on this rampage, and I know Nicky and Claudia are thinking just that.
Has Pinky encouraged Penelope?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, then it's all in Penelope's imagination, and we can't ask Pinky to just stop existing because Penny's mind is inflamed.
Another thing that makes me angry with myself. To my knowledge, Pinky hasn't seen Penny since his arrival home, and yet I keep wondering if he has, behind our back, done something to encourage her.
Huh?
I hate myself for it. I know I'm doing him an injustice, and yet he's done so many irresponsible things in his young life. I'll take it. Hello? Oh, Jack, where are you? Oh? Yes, neither Joan nor Hank has heard from her. No, Paul hasn't called back from the Sky Ranch. You don't have anything over there? What about Nicky?
I just got here. Let me ask Claudia. Anything from Nicky? Oh, where'd Claudia go, Mom?
Upstairs to power her nose.
Well, do you know?
No, Jack. She hasn't heard from Nicholas since he drove out.
Hello, Hazel. No word from Nicky. Yes, Claudia's been taking care of that. She's got all Penny's school friends calling everyone they can think of. Yeah, I'll stay here for a while. Bye.
Nothing new?
No. Hey, Mom, is it true that before she ran away, Penny took a pair of shears and slashed and mutilated all her clothes?
Jack, Penny has never had proper discipline.
That's terrible. Brother, if one of my daughters did a thing like that, she'd get the whaling of her life. And more than that, she'd get an afternoon after school and weekend job and work till every item was paid for.
One of your daughters would never think of such a thing.
I don't know what kids will think of these days. Sometimes Betty and I get panic-stricken.
You're wrong, Jack. Good homes and good parents still turn out fine, upright children.
Yeah, but every once in a while, some girl from a good home.
How do you know it was a good home?
Well, the papers say...
You have the best example in the world right here.
Well, Nicky's a fine, intelligent man, Mom.
And we all love Claudia dearly. But, Jack, Claudia has never sacrificed her own personal desires to give love to Joan and Penny.
Who's to blame?
I am.
What?
I am. If I didn't raise Claudia to be a good mother, then I failed in my duty.
And so Penelope's rip-snorting rebellion is actually the fault of her grandmother?
Well, don't laugh. I believe it.
You go right ahead and believe it. I don't.
I'll be right down.
I'll get it, Claudia. Hello? Who? Julie Frazier? Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm taking messages for Mrs. Lacey. I see. Uh-huh. Yeah. Good girl, Julie. Keep trying. Thank you. Bye.
Was that Julie Frazier?
Yeah, she said she'd called 8 girls. None of them knew anything of Penny.
But she's still calling.
And said she had 15 more names and would call back. Funny we haven't heard from Nicky.
Oh, he won't call unless he's got some news. Oh, why does it have to be Penny? Why of all the girls in the world is Penny so full of antagonism toward her father and mother? And Joan was exactly that same way before she married Ross.
Oh, forget it. That's not the problem at the moment.
It is. It haunts me. Nicky adores Penny. We've denied her nothing.
Maybe that's the trouble.
What?
You've never denied her anything until now.
Oh, we're not denying her. We're giving her more, taking her to New York for all the glamour and excitement.
Aren't you forgetting it isn't New York she wants?
But, Mom...
And you are trying to deprive her of her infatuation for Pinky.
But she can't have everything in the world she wants.
Shouldn't you have begun teaching her that from the very beginning?
But don't all parents make mistakes?
They certainly do.
Oh, maybe...
Oh, I got it. Hello? Oh, hello, Nicky.
Nicky, does he know anything?
Just a minute, Nicky. Claudia, please, he's trying to tell me something.
Does he want to talk to me?
You want to talk to Claude, Nicky? Oh? No, he wants to talk to me.
Then he knows something.
What'd you say, Nicky? Oh, for gosh sake.
Jack, what is it?
Hey, let me talk to Mom and Claude for a minute. Yeah, Mom's here, too. They found Penny over in Berkeley.
Oh, thank goodness.
Wait, Mom. What else, Jack?
Smashed up the car. Turned it over.
But Penny, what about Penny?
Nicky's calling from the Berkeley Police Emergency Hospital. They don't know yet.
Oh, no.
The family will be back in just a moment. When overeating results in acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can quickly relieve acid indigestion discomfort, friends. Just drop one or two tablets into a glass of water. See how Alka-Seltzer fizzes and dissolves. Soon it's a sparkling solution, ready to bring you relief. Alka-Seltzer can relieve acid indigestion in a hurry because it acts so quickly, yet gently, to reduce excess gastric acidity. Take Alka-Seltzer next time acid indigestion causes distress. You'll like its pleasant, tangy taste. You'll enjoy the fast, effective relief it gives. That's Alka-Seltzer for speedy indigestion relief. Sold at drugstores everywhere. At 7 o'clock this evening, an ambulance pulled up in front of Claudia's and Nicky's. A stretcher on wheels holding a still, white young form swathed in bandages and casts was carried up the front steps. On the sidewalk watching, among others, was United States sailor Pinky Barber Herbert Murray and his sister Margaret. In the front hall were Mother and Father Barber and Hank and Hazel.
Oh, good. Her injuries are superficial enough to let her be brought home.
A broken leg is superficial?
Oh, no internal injuries.
Yes. Wrecked car, nurses, doctors, anesthetics. The trip to New York would have been cheaper.
Friends, when you have a headache, have a glass of Alka-Seltzer and enjoy soothing, speedy relief. Alka-Seltzer contains an effective pain reliever, one of the most helpful known to medical science. And tests prove the system absorbs more of this pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. So enjoy fast, effective relief. When you have a headache, have a glass of Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is sold at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Directed by George L. Fogle, this is a Carlton E. Morse production.